Page Burners.
So, you guys want to talk about society?
Society?
Because you know who wrote a full chapter on society.
Oh, tell me more.
Rouge V wrote an entire chapter on society.
I didn't realize we'd be talking about alt-right, misogynist, pickup artist Rouge V today.
And his views on...
Society.
Welcome back to Page Burners. Where we are...
That is the second best intro we have ever had.
You think?
What's the best?
Definitely Backstreet Boys.
Is going to be tough to ever beat that. But we are terribly underqualified people with bad takes on bad literature.
There it is.
You had to get there.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Cameron.
And today we also have...
Brianne!
Thank you so much for having us again.
Of course.
All right, we are, like that wonderful intro said, we are continuing on with The Best of Rouge V, Volume 2.
Ooh.
Content warning, all of them.
Yeah, maybe some language still on that misogyny. He hasn't fixed that. There's going to be some red pill stuff, some racism, depending if I... get to that section, or if I choose to opt out of it.
Like how red pill stuff is our descriptor.
I think it's important to know.
Great things. Last week we had some serious discussions on rape and whatnot, so just be aware this is that kind of book. If any of this does not appeal to you, you know, we'll see you in the next one.
Yeah, we're in the future, I think when it comes to these more serious, would you say more serious books?
I mean, we're still making jokes.
Yeah, we're still making jokes.
But the content is serious.
This is more of a heavier, on these more heavier topics, I think we're going to try to spread them out and have intermittent more Sonic High School stuff in between, even though how can anything compare to Sonic
High
School?
Man, I don't know why we're still doing this. We peaked.
We should have. You know what? That's pretty true.
We peaked in episode 4.
All right.
It's all downhill.
You helped us peak, Cameron, and I'm just dragging us down. All right. And I fully mean that. Anyway.
All joking aside.
Anyway, society.
I do some books. Go ahead.
So, in this post, he's titled this one, Appearance is Ideology, written March 23rd, 2015. He says, you can easily predict the ideology of someone on the liberal conservative spectrum.
Great start.
By their physiognomy.
Great start. Physiognomy?
Physiognomy.
What is that
I've
a word?
I've never heard that word. Which is not to say that it's necessarily not a word.
I don't think this is...
Hang on. Pause.
Just pause.
Backspace. Physiognomy.
Onomy.
Onomy.
A person's facial features or expression, especially when regarded as indicative of character or ethnic origin. Yikes.
The art of... this one says the art of judging human character from facial features.
That is straight up racism.
Yeah. What is that? Is
ableism? All that's kind of like
phrenology.
Yeah, phrenology. That's what I was thinking of.
Which is not a science.
Okay, so okay, this is universal, not just in Western countries, but also in more traditional parts of the world. Liberals tend to be ugly, fat, and with low muscle mass when compared to the societal
average.
Has he
ever been to a NASCAR race?
We have.
Everything in that description was the most stereotypical NASCAR crowd ever.
Yeah. But, you know, you can tell a liberal by how fat and ugly they are.
Thanks.
Yep. He specifies.
I just want to say that I don't think any of us are fat or ugly.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So to put that out there.
Cameron gave me a really good wink right there.
Cute.
Yeah.
Love it.
We need fan art.
I'll get on that.
plug the email, Cameron.
We need followers on Twitter, at PageBurnersPod.
Excellent. So, dude, I don't claim this. This is Rouge speaking. I don't claim this to cause insult, but it's clear that liberalism is an ideology that attempts to take from the strong, beautiful, and talented to give to the ugly, weak, and talentless. If you are strong yourself, you would not want to involuntarily donate the fruits of your labor to those who are weak, especially if they're outside your tribe, meaning that average or below average individuals naturally gravitate towards liberalism.
What?
Wow. So he's saying that if you're a strong and secure person, you are going to have no desire to share with anyone less strong or secure than yourself, which, yep, first of all, is horrible.
Yeah.
And so he's saying that people become liberal because those people, those weak, insecure people, become liberal because that's what serves their interests. Because if they were strong, then they would have no interest in those concepts.
Yeah. Yeah. He's saying, I think he's kind of retrofitting what he thinks the ideology would do to people and saying, if you see someone that looks this way, well, they're liberal because obviously liberals can't be handsome. They can't be beautiful because they think that they should.
If they were, then they would be conservative.
Yeah, they'd be good like me. Anyway.
Yep, that's how that works.
I'd like to see what this guy sees in the world. Everything must just be gilded and whatnot.
Yeah, this, I think we've already touched on how, like, really sad this dude's life is in a lot of ways, especially, like, he feels like he's got nothing to offer in a relationship other than, like, this, like, cycle of meaningless sex, and he admits that it's a cycle of meaningless sex, and how, like, it's just, this dude doesn't live a good, happy life, and it's really just, like, sad and somewhat disturbing.
And he, like, projects that onto everything else that he sees and every other person.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, next little point he says is the end game of feminism, written February 13th of 2013.
Hang on, what's the end game of feminism from you?
What's the end game for women to have all of the same rights and opportunities that men have?
Cool. Succinct. How many words does he say?
Many, many more. I'm going to skip much of this, but he has a list of examples of, like, this is what feminism really wants. And then alternatively, he has another section that's like, yeah, and they also want to take this from men.
So just lots of straw men.
Yeah, a lot of straw men. So he says, name one thing that feminism would criticize their gender for doing. I'll save you the mental effort. There's nothing, there is absolutely nothing that a girl can do that would get hate from feminists.
Okay, first of all, that is largely untrue. There's actually a lot of different sects in feminism that do criticize each other, and that's kind of a problem,
that
actually.
That is a sect, like section.
Yeah, like S-E-C-T, who kind of criticize each other for thinking certain ways. So, like, there are sections of feminism that will kind of harp on women who choose to stay home and be at-home mothers, which is not okay. And then there are other sections of feminism that will attack those people for feeling that way because women should be able to do what they want. So that's not what he's saying isn't altogether true, because there's actually quite a lot of finger pointing within feminism, which there shouldn't be, but there is.
And to kind of keep on the whole no you train, does he have, like, a bunch of arguments about men for men?
I feel like unintentionally, maybe. But let me read on these. These are some things that he feels that women do that feminists don't take issue with at all. And I've selected some particularly egregious straw men for you.
All right.
A girl sleeps around with 100 guys without condoms. Not her.
It's the girl's fault.
Not her fault. She's empowered and strong.
Wait, is she supposed to supply the condoms?
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that feminists support vastly exaggerated promiscuous sex with, well, I shouldn't say promiscuous sex, unprotected sex, which...
Yes, because all of the people who would want unprotected sex is definitely women specifically.
I think birth control is actually something really big in the community. So, like, I feel like protecting yourself is a big portion of that, I think.
This guy's got the weirdest worldview.
He does. Am I wrong on that?
I mean, ultimately, it is the decision of the woman and the man that she's having sex with, whether they will be protected or not. And so if he's complaining that feminism doesn't, like, take issue with the woman doing this, maybe he's right in that, because feminism
advocates
for women to be able to make those choices for themselves.
But is it a systemic issue where, like, all feminists are not wearing or not using birth control? Because that's what it sounds like.
No, actually, I would probably argue that more feminists do use birth control.
Yeah. That's my impression, too.
Another thing, and the going down the line of this, the next strawman, which he thinks feminists should take issue with, a girl gets drunk in a guy's house and has sex with him. He took advantage of her. She was raped. I think they do take issue with this person getting raped. But I don't think they take issue with the victim here.
They take issue with the rapist.
Yeah.
Not the person who was raped.
So he's making this out to be like, it's the girl's fault for
getting drunk in his house.
Yeah.
No, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe be more careful.
Yeah.
Sure, that's probably a good idea. But ultimately, like, if the man, like, he even says the man takes advantage of her, like, that was his choice that he did, and he took her choice away from her. So
I feel like this statement also pretty solidly makes it clear that that piece from last episode that was apparently satire
was not satire.
Yeah,
because here he's legitimately saying that a woman who gets drunk and has sex with someone at their house and gets taken
advantage. All bets are off.
All bets are off.
Yeah, like, that is no longer the man's responsibility to not rape her because she was asking for it or whatever, which is bullshit.
Yeah. Wife cheated on her faithful husband. He wasn't attending to her needs. She wasn't happy enough. Give her the kids and half his money.
There's so much more to every situation than we ever know, so it's really hard to make a blanket statement like that.
Especially when it comes to, like, all the different types of it. Like, all the different types of divorce and all that. I'm going to get to the most egregious ones here, too. I'll make these ones real quick. Mother runs over her own kid in an accident. The SUV wasn't safe. It's the auto industry's fault.
Okay, I know someone who this actually happened to. No. That's
a horrible, horrible accident, but...
Yeah, and that's what it was in this person's case. And it was an accident. And, like, so many things that could have been done to prevent this accident, but at the end of the day, it was an accident, and their son died.
And that's horrible.
That's really
that's
sad.
So, so sad.
And they had to live with that. But no one is blaming the car company for that.
You know that that woman is blaming herself.
But
the person who did that is blaming themselves, whether they should or shouldn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is not even remotely feminist issue to talk about.
That's not
at
a
all.
Human
it's not,
issue.
It is
a human issue. It's an inhumane way to ever put anyone to describe that situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an irrelevant point.
Yeah.
It's a false equivalency.
Yeah. One or probably several steps up from that is the straw man of a mother kills all of her kids. She was mentally sick. We must give her love instead of severe punishment.
So I don't think that anyone is, like, coming to the defense of someone who murdered their children.
I've seen news articles about that kind of stuff. No one, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
no one is, like, trying to defend them. If they're mentally ill, then let's get them help so that it doesn't happen again. But no one's trying to make that sound like it's okay. Like,
yeah, and no
one. I don't
know
any feminist who's going to be like, it's society's fault she murdered her children. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
And the mental illness doesn't prevent the sentence, or at least not in many.
It might change the sentence, but it doesn't make her suddenly not at fault at all.
Yeah. She's not going to get a Kickstarter for, like, bail money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sponsored by feminism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also includes this weird one in the guy section of things he thinks is okay, but he, like, loses track because he rambles a ton. So I'm going to include this in the things that he thinks is negative, even though it's in the wrong section, because he doesn't edit. Right?
Get an editor.
it's hilarious. Get an editor, listener. Rujvi. Promiscuous gay guy spreads HIV through unprotected sex. It's okay, since he's gay, but more taxpayer money to fund HIV research.
I don't get it.
He hates gay people.
I got that, yeah.
Yeah,
that was pretty self-evident, yeah.
Yeah, and he thinks that taxpayer money going to prevent diseases such as HIV,
is it bad?
Which is an autoimmune
disease. Incredibly, it's not only for gay people,
does,
you know?
Yeah, does he know that straight men frequently also, like, give HIV to their partners? Because that is not a gay-exclusive experience.
Yeah, it's not a man-exclusive experience.
Yeah, I know, it's not. Women also give it to their partners. Like, it's again, a human issue.
Yeah.
Let's not point it on, like...
It's a non-gendered issue.
Yeah.
It's a non-sexual...
Like, it is not only gay men.
I was about to say a non-sexual issue, and that's not right. It's a non...
sexual orientation.
Thank you, oriented issue.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's irrelevant.
A couple of other strawmen, I'm not going to read these. I think I'll sum them up because we got to get moving in this a little bit. Essentially, he says that if a guy graduates in college for something dealing with math, he's privileged, and the job and education funding should go to women exclusively so that they could steal his job. Which isn't a thing.
I don't understand this guy's worldview.
Here's the thing about, like, the idea of stealing someone's job, like, there's a whole TV show called A Black Woman Stole My Job, which is disgusting, because it assumes that, like, the job was always your birthright because you are cisgendered, white, straight male, assumedly. So, like, the fact that you thought that job was always yours, that was your right, is really problematic. Like,
yeah.
That is not, why is that your right any more than it was hers in the first place? It's not right. Mm-hmm. And there are so many barriers to entry in the STEM fields for women that, yeah, a lot of feminists do advocate for extra money to be put into, like, trying to help women get into those jobs, because there's a lot of barriers to entry that should be eliminated.
Yeah, yeah. He goes on to say that if a guy doesn't want to date a black girl, and he's accused of being racist, that's wrong. He also talks about being called a right-wing wacko for believing in limited government without welfare, which I actually take a little bit more issue with, because we'll find out more why we would call him a right-wing wacko.
Yeah.
But also...
That one was too specific.
Also, yeah. I find I take issue because he wants government to interfere and subjugate women.
Yeah,
so,
that's true. He argues for more government involvement in that.
Yeah, but as long as the government is limited in taking away his rights... or doing anything to prevent...
Or taking care of anyone else.
Yeah, or taking care of anyone else, or doing anything except his specific will, then it's... So, I take issue with him stating that he believes in a limited government, because he does want government to do almost unlimited things to subjugate women and recreate the fictional world of Handmaid's Tales.
Oh, good. And if there's any world that I've ever read about that I want to live in, it's that one for sure. Yeah.
He also makes the note: guy travels to Ukraine to get laid, is labeled a sex tourist. Which,
that's literally the definition of what a sex tourist
is. You travel to a place
with the explicit reason to get sex,
then you are a sex tourist. That's not even like a value judgment. That is just literally the definition.
Yeah.
Like, own it, man. That's what you did. That's
you write fine. Books about sex tourism, dude. You can't say,
Spade's a spade, man. He has a book literally called
Ukraine. I know, but like, that's literally the definition of what does he think a sex tourist is?
I don't know.
If not that. That is what it is.
Spade a spade.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to skip through, maybe summarize a couple other things, but there is a large chapter in here that I want to get to. Because it is juicy.
Yeah, I do not get this guy's worldview. Like, has he watched TV that wasn't, like, Alex Jones ever?
I don't know. He has a section called Social Welfare Creates a Society of Sluts, where he makes the argument where if you're given money to be pregnant, you're going to try to get pregnant. Which I think is ridiculous because the amount of responsibility alone to raise a child. I don't think that's just a flippant thing. I get money if I have a kid.
There might be like some, there'll definitely be some isolated scenarios where people do that. But like as a large systemic issue, I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe he's talking about Japan or something because they have like a serious birthing issue there. There's not enough babies in Japan.
That's definitely like, if that is an issue, it would be a small issue, and that you pointing that out is making an excuse to prevent actual care being passed in the system. He has another one called The Rise of Heterophobia, which is a slippery slope fallacy. 10 reasons why heterosexual men should leave America. The answer, turns out, is one reason, and it's called libertarianism. Basically, he's like, be on your own, be your own man. Number 8 is pretty funny. You will be exposed to less corporate propaganda. And he writes, quote, when you're in a foreign country, the propaganda ends for one simple reason. You don't understand the ads. They're in a different language.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
But if you're going to be living there, and if
I hope you learn the language. Please learn the language if you're going to be living there.
Yeah, and not everyone can exist in this weird vagrant passing through kind of phase where they never get to learn any of the languages of the countries they live in. Like, it's such a weird thing. So I just thought that was funny. I'll stop on that one. The barbarians will solve your sterile existence.
Not if I studied the blade.
I'll read this. I actually don't know that.
You don't know what the study the blade meme?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, you were out having premarital sex. I studied the blade.
Oh, I do.
While
know
you
that
were
one.
Out partying, I mastered the blockchain. And now that the barbarians are at the gate, you come to me for help. And it's just a picture of like a really nerdy guy with like a katana.
I'll read these two sections. But when I said we might get to the racism, this is the racism.
All right.
Yeah.
You've been warned.
Why can't the Muslims, Africans, and Indians be more civilized like people in the West?
Oh, no.
Why do they insist on endless breeding when their children have no chance of attending an Ivy League university? Isn't there a way we can help them see the light of civilization, rational thinking, and clean hygiene? These are questions you may have asked at some point when looking down on third world barbarians.
But
from the perspective of nature, it's not them who are the problem. We are the problem. We are the defects of nature that will be eradicated. Nature doesn't care about egalitarian laws or the superior IQ. It cares about reproduction and power. And what the barbarians lack in intelligence, they make up for in the life, in life energy.
Please stop calling people barbarians. That's disgusting.
Well, he has the superior IQ.
No,
he to doesn't. Be fair, you have to have a really high IQ to understand the best of Rush V. The sexism is very subtle, and without a firm grasp of microbiology, most of the
it's all going to go over your head.
Yeah. We are the anomalies. We are the mistakes, and unless we rediscover the ways of family, tradition, and God, we must be ready to accept the inevitable end. That it was us who became so weak as a people that we didn't even bother having a gate, and that all the barbarians had to do was walk right in. Yikes. This is like the great displacement kind of fear-mongering type, if you're familiar with that theory. Mm-hmm. Essentially, all these other people were outbreed us, and the things that keep us pure is the whiteness of our skin. And if we interbreed with people of different skin colors, then
If we kept letting in Mexican immigrants, then suddenly, like, our language is going to switch to Spanish and whatnot.
Yeah, and it's just disgusting. And another part of this really racist thing is a lot of the basis of Western civilization and rational thinking and clean hygiene is actually, like, originally came from, like, Africa and the Middle East, like forks and knives and stuff being used for, like, dining at a table.
Middle East is responsible for math.
Yeah, math. A lot of astrology.
Dental work also.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, too. There's so many different ways to be civilized, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. Like, not being the same as us does not mean that you are uncivilized. Yeah. Like, that's... They have a civilization, a culture, a way of doing things all their own that does not make them barbarians. It makes them different than us.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But barbarians?
Yeah.
That's a very barbaric and primitive way of thinking about people. Also because a lot of the disadvantages that they have in places like India and some parts of Africa are largely due to colonialism that was imposed on them by the, quote, civilized people. So that's
those gross. Darn Britons and not America, because we've done nothing wrong ever. We are perfect.
Yeah. We certainly
are. Definitely.
I'm going to skip ahead to what will be the final chapter, which is number 9, Power. He does have a chapter 10, and it's called a long form, and it's just basically a long winding rant, which makes it hardly different or special from anything else we've read, but it's just longer and even more pointless.
Okay.
Love it. So we're going to end with
rapid fire. Go.
Yeah. Chapter 9, Power. What if everything they told you is a lie? I'm going to note the date here. This was posted October 10th of 2016.
So right before the election.
Yes.
Got it.
Right before the Trump man.
What should you eat? Which medicine should you take? Which scientific theories should you believe in? What should you think of men and women? What should you think of race? What should you think of gay people? Who should you vote for? What should you make of Russia? Your opinions on these questions and hundreds of others have been shaped by journalists and scientific, quote, experts, unquote.
Yeah, what pundits. Should we make of Russia?
Everyone's opinions are shaped by journalists and scientists because they're the ones who have information that they get to people. If you're not taking information into account when you're making these kinds of decisions, then that's a problem.
But can't you see? They're the ones that are molding you
Well, I'm pretty sure he got all his information from freedomtruth.org or wherever.
And those, oh, dot technically com. Those dot are- com. They couldn't get the org.
No 501c3 status for that.
Yep. All right. Another chapter, which I've always found interesting, and like the further right you get things like the American elite hates America, which is a title of another post he has here, which I'm like, okay, good. You understand that like portions of capitalism means that people that have a lot of money can abuse the system, right? And then they go like, right. It's those liberals that make it possible. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's whatever.
I got a sneeze coming.
Okay.
Okay. You want to, hold on. You want to shoot to,
no. You actually just tore out a page.
Yeah, go ahead and get
well,
it.
Well, no, I don't need to sneeze.
When we're done, can we rip out every page and
yeah,
burn
we can,
it?
We can. You want to do that?
I do want
you
to want, do that.
You need a sneeze? Go ahead.
I don't even need a sneeze anymore. I think that shocked me out of it.
Okay.
Just ripped out of a page.
Why wouldn't I? Well,
is
we're going to burn.
Anything worth all right. keeping in this book?
No, this one performance gets the girl in her prime, while the other gets her afterwards, when she has gained 20 pounds and becomes host of 3 different HPV strains. Masculinity. That's the chapter I just
yeah,
got.
Yeah, that was a good chapter.
Can we keep that in? Yes, please.
That's
the sound cool. of the page ripping out was a beautiful sound.
I was like, hold on, you're going to sneeze. I don't want you to sneeze into your arm there.
I have tissues right there.
No. We got tissues right here, too. Let me see. Oh, not that chapter. I made too many notes there. Yeah. There I go.
What a beautiful sound.
We'll rip some more later. But anyway.
Western men are becoming evolutionary dead ends. I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a fun one.
I quite enjoy being an evolutionary dead end.
At any rate. This is going to be the last chapter we read, and I want to read as much of it as possible.
Okay.
Or, correction, I want one of you two, or both of you, to read as much of it as possible.
At the same time?
If you guys can sync
Let's
up.
Let's do it.
That would be yeah. excellent.
I'll do bass, you do soprano.
Perfect.
Excellent. So, for some context, this one is titled, Letter from a Member of the Global Elite. Written January 4th of 2016.
From the Global Elite or to the Global Elite?
From. Below is an email I received from a man who claims to be a member of a family that is one of the top 100 richest in the world. I believe it to be authentic. So, just to be clear, the writing pattern is 100% Rougevy.
Okay.
Rougevy, in my opinion, definitely wrote this. And he's claiming that some rando picked him out of the blue, wrote him an email spilling all of the satanic beans.
Oh. I wonder if there's like a website where you can plug in just paragraphs and see if AI can match it to another paragraph.
I'm so sure that this is him because he rambles on in specific ways. All the same talking points that we've read previous in the book are his same beliefs or the same beliefs of what is purposefully going on in the background. He like has entire paragraphs that are like one sentence. It's a mess. And it is probably the most Rougevy thing in this entire book, and he's
claiming he didn't write it.
He's claiming it's one of these satanic global elites. He also says Bill and David in here, meaning as though this person knows Bill Gates and knows David Rockefeller, who at the time of writing this was still alive. Without that, without further to do.
Where does it start? Oh, just right here.
Yeah.
All right.
Do a posh accent.
A posh accent?
Yeah, global elite.
Global elite. I repeatedly told David that the European Union and the United States were not yet ready for the final stage of our plan, but he didn't listen. Because he wanted to rush things through before passing away, we may have jeopardized decades of hard work where the slaves of the West would have voluntarily signed the death warrants of their own family members had we commanded it.
I've had to cancel many social functions to meet with media owners to develop a modified narrative to save our beloved agenda.
Beloved agenda. Beloved agenda.
Everyone calls their own goals their beloved agenda.
My daily planner is actually my beloved agenda.
Oh, I think I will name that mine that in the future.
And it was meant to be a Valentine's gift, and then they broke up with me, so I just kept it.
My beloved agenda.
My beloved's agenda.
Yes, I love it.
We stumbled upon a useful technique in Germany after World War II when we noted how guilty Germans felt about asserting national identity and defending themselves from harm. Yeah, that's definitely what the Germans were doing.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, this guy's definitely in for the denazification of Ukraine or wherever they're calling it.
They gave the keys to the castle over to the Americans, who, thanks to their powerful cognitive elite, played an instrumental role in the rise of a digestible multiculturalism that led to the Germans competing amongst themselves to announce who was most welcoming of anything non-German, including people from countries who still practice stonings and beheadings. Once we saw the power that guilt played in allowing our agenda to be adopted, we copy-pasted it throughout the Western world, particularly Scandinavia and the Anglosphere. Most of your readers already know why we insist on Islamic immigrants, but in case you've been stuck under a rock of our design, the biggest threat to our power in a country like Germany is Germans. In America, it's Americans. It's the natives. Okay, Americans aren't natives, most of us. It's the natives who may look at each other, recognize their shared interests, and then begin a government overthrow that threatens my regal lifestyle and those of my friends. By destroying a country's social fabric, which consists of its nationalistic pride, belief in Christianity, the family unit, and fraternal organizations, we leave a once strong and cohesive people lost, confused, weak, demoralized, sterile, and floating in a plastic consumer wind we created. Where the only way they can ease the pain out of their psychological suffering and lack of meaningful human bonds is to seek entertainment, antidepressant drugs, alcohol, and casual sex.
You're right, this is definitely Rushvi.
Right?
Absolutely, this is Rushvi.
There's nothing that doesn't sound like Rushvi in here. Yeah. It's his voice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's his posh British voice that's going on here.
It literally is.
Another interesting thing is, like, if this was a global elite...
Why would he tell us?
Right?
Why would he tell us? He does, at the very end of this chapter, he'd be like, no one's going to believe you, which is just a defense of, like there's certain people out there who are going to hear such a thing like, no, this is clearly Rouge V, like, you should not believe this. And he's like, no. But that's what they want me to think. The global elite want me to think that.
It straight up sounds like the people in the secret space program that believe that they were like sleeper agents and have memories of what they did on Mars and stuff like that. Yeah.
And all the different clones that...
It's obviously made up.
Like, can't this guy find someone whose words he can actually try and twist without having to like make it up himself? Like,
yeah. And this
tear down a fictional thing instead of tearing down a real thing.
It's also so weird because, like, in the reading of this, like, if this is like a billionaire, gazillionaire, whoever, who's a global elite, or among the global elite, he they're doing really bad jobs at like trying to make the point that what he believes that the global elitists think that they're doing something good or noble, or like this global elitist is like, yeah, I hated those Nazis. We got them to feel terrible about what they did. But like, but he's Rouge V is treating it bad. Like, it's like, it's
like we
so
shouldn't
weird.
Shame the Nazis.
Yeah. We shouldn't shame Nazis then or now. It's...
Can I keep reading?
Please.
Yeah.
All right. Got to figure out a voice for this. Posh, posh.
You want to do posh or you want to do like the old-timey newsman?
Nah, I'm not going to do a transatlantic.
Okay.
Our offensive front upon the identity of a nation is topped in terms of effectiveness
only by feminists. The Hiroshima of cultural bombs that has destroyed the family unit so beyond our wildest dreams that I have a good chuckle about it every now and then.
May I pause? Hiroshima wasn't the name of the bomb.
Hiroshima is a city.
Yeah.
I like how Hiroshima's not... Oh, no, I'm doing it. The Fat Man and Little Boy weren't even that big in comparison to what came after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But not to say that what we did...
No, don't downplay nuclear war.
No.
Whatever. It is success is why David hastily thought we were ready to unleash the Nagasaki immigration bomb to finish off the job before his body gave way.
Another note. The bomb was not called Nagasaki.
Cameron's going in and out of, what's that guy's name?
I don't know who I'm emulating. I know
no,
it's something.
No, it's someone. Oh my gosh, what's his name? Who's James Bond?
Oh,
Sean Connery. You're going out of, Cameron's going in and out of Sean Connery voice right now.
You know what? Sean Connery might say something like
Sean
this.
Connery.
I actually don't know enough about Sean Connery to think
Sean Connery's
I don't
dead.
Either.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, he is, isn't he?
I'm pretty sure he died like a year or two ago.
Yeah, somewhat recently.
Well, let me state this. If he is in hell, he's probably saying stuff like this.
Sean Connery?
But if he's not, then he's probably not.
Yeah, then he's probably not.
I don't know what kind of person he was.
Right.
Yeah, that's not for me to judge.
All right.
Yeah, he died last year. Two years ago. October 2021.
Oh.
Oh, 2020. On Halloween. He died on Halloween 2020.
Oh. Wow, very spooky.
Anyway.
Spooky.
Our feminist, useful idiots on the ground with their short hair.
Call out to Brienne.
I have long hair, but also I kind of want to start a band called Feminist Useful Idiots.
Yeah.
I think that would be like a really awesome name for a girl band.
With their short hair, ugly bodies, and shrieking manner. This is seriously, it's just...
That was our shrieking manner, Cameron.
Oh, I'm so sorry, listeners.
You're going to have to... You keep that in.
No, I don't want to.
Don't listen to it with a dog around. They might freak out. Not that mine is.
That was no, we all just check on her dog. All right. Anyway, we are never getting through this.
No, keep going.
All right. Have been so effective that the German birth rate is now the worst in the entire world. This outcome is better than any eugenics program mankind has ever seen. We have allowed German women and Swedish, British, American, etc. to voluntarily sterilize themselves with absurd notions of being strong and independent by laboring dutifully and single-mindedly in our corporations.
So I'm sorry, saying that for a woman to be strong and independent is an absurd notion. That's cool. That's friendly.
And how dare they work to be good workers in our corporations? Yeah. Cyberpunk music just starts playing.
Right.
The scam has so many levels that it's hard to respect the female sheep for not seeing it. One.
May I say, I love how feminism is the idea of these elite white men.
I know.
It's so perfect.
Right? So perfect, right?
It feels like a Tina Fey comedy, like something Tina Fey would have put in like 30 Rock.
Wait, it's all elite white men? Always has been.
Alec Baldwin.
I'm sorry, I just realized that and I'm like, wait, we're just giving credit.
It was us all along. By pushing men... Oh, number one. By pushing women to work, we increase the supply of labor, decreasing the wage price. This increases our profits. Funny thing is that even though wages are already low, we're so greedy that we'll start to offshore the best jobs anyway, forcing women to play a game of corporate musical chairs to stay relevant in the job market while their wages continue to decline in real terms. So, wait. So, our mission as the rich elite is to put women... sabotage the workplace by putting women in it, but also by making it so the women can't get the jobs.
Yes. And I also think that it's weird. So I feel like he's making an additional commentary of like having several jobs in a lifetime, which I think is pretty normal.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that, especially like as times advance, needs of a company are going to change. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to wear many different hats throughout your life. So being an adaptable individual isn't a bad thing, but he's like, no, we're going to force them to do all these different things. It's the weirdest, like...
Evil laugh with a mustache.
Yeah. Seriously, this is a mustache twirling.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely a mustache twirler.
No one will ever know.
Number two.
You guys know that one? I'm sorry.
No. Sounds like Austin Powers.
I'll show you later.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, please.
Number two. The paltry salaries they do receive comes immediately back to us when they buy all marketed products, GMO food stuff, technological crap, and mindless entertainment featuring lovable, gay, and soon transvestite characters. Okay. Wow. Our collective balance sheets don't suffer a technical loss from the price of their labor and actually see a net profit if you account for the credit card debt that young women incur to buy our ugly corporate fashions. $60 yoga pants, anyone?
This straight up just sounds like something out of Cyberpunk.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like, parts of this is a pretty good, like, capitalist critique.
Yeah, the idea that, like, most of our salary just goes to buying random garbage. That's a valid point.
Yeah, that's a valid point. So
that's something to think about.
It's just really weird that he's like, yes, and it's all to destroy Jesus.
Like,
or like
get dunked on, Jesus.
Yeah, it's this. Or like, not. I don't think he actually explicitly says Jesus, but it's like the proper home family.
Yeah,
that is
all implies destroyed. Religion and whatnot.
Right.
Yeah. Specifically, Christian religion.
Yeah.
Number three. Unlike when they work at home, their labor is taxed by governments that we own through crooked politicians who will sell out their people for a mere $15,000 donation. Their income taxes come right back to us in the form of subsidies, tax breaks.
did your dog just sneeze?
No.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm going to need a...
There you go.
No, Brand, give me a page.
Can I?
Yeah, give me a page.
Oh, I'll try to find one without a note on it.
Congratulations to the man. Oh,
congratulations to the man.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Do you want me to leave that one in?
That's such a good one, actually.
Ooh, I gotta keep the spear in, because that's a great one.
It's weird.
We're actually finding... I'm nostalgic about this book now. We're going through this page like, oh, remember when we
talked... Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, take it.
Remember when we talked about congratulations to the man.
Oh, yeah.
When we called all women... When we called all women evil...
I do actually feel nostalgic about the that spear though.
Yeah, that's good.
That was the page I went to, and I was like, oh, I can't rip that one out. Okay. That one's important.
If we do rip that out, maybe that's one you keep in a frame or something like that.
The spear.
The spear.
Okay.
All right.
The income taxes come right back to us in the form of subsidies, tax breaks, and the revolving door, where our executives essentially have second homes in government ministries that pay obscene salaries and give huge kickbacks to their former corporate pals. You have to admit that this is genius, especially since there are still women who think feminism is about female empowerment.
What's it about, Rude?
It is about empowerment for us. Our research has calculated that a woman begins to be unsatisfied with corporate work after 13 years, but that is so arbitrary. But by then, she is too withered.
13 years? Is that what it's
I wonder yeah, where Rouge V, I mean, the global elite, got that number.
13 years is as long as feminism's been a thing?
No, 13 years is how long it takes for women to be unsatisfied with corporate work, like in their lives. I'm already unsatisfied with it. It's been less than that.
I'm unsatisfied with it.
Right? Like, who is satisfied?
Yeah. With
it? Okay.
I should have been a streamer. Yeah. I would have made nothing, but at least...
Yeah, we should have done podcasts.
Yeah. We should do that one of these days.
Yeah, I'll get around to that.
We won't make any money. That's for certain.
Our research has calculated that a woman begins to be unsatisfied with corporate work after 13 years, but by then she is too withered, barren, and emotionally broken from being pumped and dumped so many times that she will be unsuccessful in finding a mate and reproducing, forcing her to work for the rest of her life. And even if she has kids, she'll be such a horrible mother that her kids will be sterile degenerates anyway.
I like how rest of her life is italicized.
That's, okay. Yeah, that's why I had to say it like that, yeah.
May I also note that there's a divorce in Rouge's life, and he started to live with his mother. So I'm making the assumption that his mother was a working mother. So in this sense, I feel like he's calling himself a degenerate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he wrong?
A sterile degenerate.
I can't speak for the sterile part, but definitely degenerate.
Yeah.
Also, it feels like insulting to his mom.
Yeah, he's been insulting his mom this entire book, to be honest.
Anytime he talks bad about women, he's insulting his mom. Yeah. Let's be real.
Once we took care of the women, the men took barely a pittance of effort to get wrapped around our fingers. The genetic predisposition already primed them to work like mindless mules. And now that we turned their young, fertile women into feral monsters, who destroy their own bodies and souls, all we had to do for the men was hang the olive tree of fun, casual sex with the whole family. I added that last part. Our media guys in Hollywood. Our media guys.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a guy for that. Oh,
we got media guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me hook you up with my guy in Hollywood. Our media guys in Hollywood made the rock star lifestyle the most coveted desire of these mules. And they sucked up the hookup culture. Dating apps, drunken sex, you name it. Even the owner... Doesn't he like drunken sex? Because it doesn't have to be consensual?
He does. He does.
It does, though.
In our opinion, that's the reason he likes it.
Even the owner of this website was a useful idiot of ours. I'm assuming this website is Tinder. Spreading the idea of sterile sex even better than Jersey Shore. I secretly bought 10,000 copies of his stupid book, Bang, so he could continue writing about banging, or whatever he calls it.
Oh, he's talking about himself. Own books. Or the elite person is talking about Roosh's books.
Yeah, Roosh's.
But didn't he send this to directly... the supposed person sent it to Roosh V, yes. And now he's talking as if he's not talking to Roosh V? Yes.
No, he's saying, yeah.
Yeah, he's... Yeah. He's referring to Roosh V as though
as the useful idiot, as though
he's not sending this email directly to Roosh V.
But he specifically says, is an email I received from a man who claims to be a member of the family that is one of the top 100 richest in the world. So, but he's talking about Roosh's website and Roosh specifically.
Yeah.
As if he's not sending it directly to... Roosh isn't even getting a story straight here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the best of Roosh V.
Yep.
Yeah. It also sounds like, am I getting this right, that this global elite has apparently bought like 1,000 or so copies of this, 10,000 copies of this book to then distribute it because Roosh V's...
Not selling his book?
Like, it sounds like the goal of...
Was to fund him so he kept writing garbage.
Yeah. So Roosh V... admits that he's a pawn in this weird system in a way.
Yeah. I don't get it.
That's so weird.
Roosh V has the weirdest worldview. It is bizarre.
It is.
Anyway. I can't say I like his more recent ideas, however, since it seems to promote reproduction and stronger family bonds. As for why we are doing what we're doing, you have to understand that there are too many people living on Earth, and we're having trouble controlling all of you. We already have all the wealth we need, so our main goal is to preserve it. Don't listen to what our politician puppets have to say about income equality or egalitarian bullshit.
Wait, okay. Hold on. If these are your puppets, why aren't they saying the things
seriously?
Don't you want us to listen to them? That's because they're your puppet?
The most decisive proof that this is Roosh V is the fact he just says egalitarian.
Yeah.
I have never heard the word egalitarian so many times as I have just doing this podcast. Ruch V has a fetish for the word egalitarian.
And he has a lot of fetishes.
Oh.
I assume.
In our opinion.
In our opinion.
We have no intention of making that a reality. We need to maintain the status quo while gradually limiting the population in a controlled, efficient manner, especially populations of those who can pose problems to our immediate interests. European white people. I'm white in skin tone myself.
A thing that white people say.
Oh, really? Mr. Global Elite.
A thing that most white people say. I'm white in skin tone myself. But don't you know?
That's how we need to introduce ourselves. I mean,
as white in skin tone.
But the problem with Christian whites is that models show they are the greatest danger to our power. I'm sure you've read the history books we put in your factory high schools about all the revolts that happen when white people get angry. And definitely nothing, because black people have never revolted over anything, ever.
People have never revolted.
Yeah, only white people get angry.
Yeah.
Revolts happen.
Those darn white people.
Yeah.
Man.
This is why we have an intense propaganda campaign of, quote, population control is good, and global warming is bad.
Oh, unquote. You know that famous propaganda campaign,
yes,
about population control that
you've seen the
have.
Posters in my elementary school, population control is good. I'm sure you've seen it, right?
Yeah,
you've seen
it. Yeah. Everyone's seen it.
Yeah. The purist.
It's all to demoralize whites.
I feel bad about that joke.
It functions alongside programs of open-door immigration and feminism to reduce their numbers relative to other groups that accelerate the decline of their social fabric and make them feel guilty for merely living. Ever wonder why you rarely see big white families anymore? No. No, I don't.
I've got one coming over tomorrow.
I don't wonder that. Wait, man, what happened to all the white families? No one has ever said that.
We're everywhere.
Man, now the white people are marrying black people. Daw, that, no.
Like, how dare they
exist? Yeah.
That's really it.
It's like, so. What? It's so rare, meaning big white families. It's so rare that if there is one, we make a reality show out of them and convince everyone how weird, crazy, and backwards they are.
Are you talking about the Kardashians?
I feel like they're talking about John and Kate plus eight.
Yeah.
But isn't he...
Or sister wives or something?
Oh, he is Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sister wives, I think that's more about the polygamy aspect. Yeah. Kardashians is
cheaper
because
by
they're...
the dozen?
They're crazy people, cheaper by the dozen. That's a
I don't understand his arguments. He's like, he's straight up just making up stuff and then pointing at it like, look, evidence.
And you're like, but that's not real.
That's not a thing.
It's weird. Even in this fabricated letter.
Yeah.
Like, he had to fabricate the things that a global elitist would point to as evidence for a, like... It's like this global elite is trying to point at all the evil things he's doing and say, see, I've done all this. But it's like still nothing. There's no actual, like, besides, like, perhaps the evils of corporate America, which in general is not a good thing. But, like, as far as pointing to, like, an overarching conspiracy about, like, feminism and taking away white America, like, it's
the thing about conspiracy theories. I've known people enough, like, just look at Russia in their whole Ukraine thing where they're literally using unencrypted communications, and the Ukrainians are just like combating that with pop music and stuff like that. Like, there to have an airtight ship like this, in order to pull off these conspiracies, there is no way.
It's like,
oh, you're talking about
possible.
The number of people that would be involved.
That have to keep the secret?
That have to keep the secret.
It cannot happen. Yeah. Like, it's just not in human nature to get that many people to keep a secret like that.
Yeah. There's going to be whistleblowers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that's my big complaint with all these conspiracy theories.
And another thing is that, like, it was almost always the big question of, but why though?
Yeah, but why though?
It's Occam's, no, Hanlon's rate. No,
Occam's.
It is Occam's, yes.
Yeah.
Occam's razor. It's the easiest route, the most explainable, easiest to explain route is most likely the correct one.
Yeah. The earth is flat, and they're trying to convince us otherwise.
But why? Yeah.
To what end?
Like, what is it? Why would they invest in that?
Because they're Satanists.
Yep.
But yeah. Why does Satan want you to believe? Because
the Jews. It always comes back to the Jews.
Oh, yeah. Anti-Semitism and conspiracy theories are ridiculous.
Every conspiracy theory eventually circles back to the Jews.
It's the weirdest thing.
You mean anti-Semitism?
Yes. No,
conspiracy theories are not the fault.
The Jews are making the conspiracy theories. Is not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Every conspiracy theory
always comes back to blaming.
Yeah. Blaming the Jews. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew what you meant, but I'm glad you clarified that.
Yes. Yes. You know who you are. Take that out of context, please.
Oh, man. One of these days, we need to have a clip reel that's like a filler episode clip reel that's just every terrible thing we've said out of context.
Right? It would sound so awful.
Oh, man.
That would be for people before they can do it for us.
Cameron, you know that's too much work.
I have to listen to all our podcasts. I'm not going to.
Oh, no one does that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Okay. Back to my friend David. Before the preservation of his brain can take place, he wanted to at least see Germany achieve our endgame vision. What?
This is, I believe, David...
Rockefeller?
Sorry. Rockefeller, yeah.
Okay. The preservation of his brain?
I have no idea what that's about, but I do know he mentions, like, having his third, like, replacement heart or something. Which is something David Rockefeller had.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That you can learn from doing very basic research because that was.
Yeah.
Not just by being his close confidant.
Yeah, that's how I figured out which David.
We gave a call to Merkel and threw out a nice round number of Islamists she must accept, 5 million. She agreed like she had a choice, and the men flowed in instantly because, of course, we financed the boat drivers and smugglers in Turkey and Syria. But then provincial Eastern Europeans started to raise a stink. Even though we control all Eastern European media, we have not been able to get their sheep into completely accepting multiculturalism. Progress has been too slow, and I think it's because of some odd strain of nationalism that our comrade Stalin failed to completely stamp out. Ugh. The nerve of these people to think that their borders are something sacred and should be defended with the sweat and blood of their people. This takes on a...
Yeah, didn't age well.
We'll test their commitment soon enough and see how much blood they are willing to sacrifice for our vision of unified world governments that ensure international order and stability. Polish, Hungarian...
You know those vile things. Order and stability.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Polish, Hungarian, and Czech politicians must have been secretly avoiding our estrogenic chemicals.
Estrogenic chemicals. Wow.
Chemical in the waters that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Okay.
Get behind me, Satan.
Estrogenic. Yep. That's how you ruin things. You give them estrogen.
It's crap.
Estrogenic chemicals. You know what the number one estrogenic chemical is? Estrogen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't actually, like, ruin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, estrogenic chemicals. It's
everyone.
Yeah, like everyone, not just saying estrogen. He wants to sound more fancy.
Yeah, everyone has estrogen in them. It's not exclusively men have testosterone, women have estrogen. We all have a mix of both, and that's a good thing because they regulate different things within us.
Absolutely. Must have been secretly avoiding our estrogenic chemicals and foods to gather enough testicular fortitude. So fortitude is all testicular.
It is.
So you know.
It is.
So like, if you don't have testicles, then you don't have fortitude.
Yeah. I've been saying this entire time.
Yeah, so I wanted to make sure that was clear.
It's like those monks in China that just like constantly like hit themselves in the groin with bricks.
I've never heard this.
Oh, we got videos to show you after that.
Okay.
After this.
Okay.
I opt out of watching those. Okay.
They showed their Europeans that accepting millions of brown men will decrease their standard of living and make their streets more dangerous and unwelcoming.
Not great.
Our media channels, even in the USA, a country we've already bombed with millions of invaders and hundreds of our strategically placed refugees.
Oh, bombed with invaders.
Immigrants are invading.
Invaders. Okay. Yikes. We're not able to silence this grassroots resistance or control it. Every wannabe nationalist tried to be a hero and yell about how the elite is controlling the West. Unfortunately for us, it was working. I told David that the West was not yet ready for their own voluntary annihilation. Who is ready for their own voluntary annihilation?
When I am. Give it to me.
Yes, Cameron.
Annihilate me. I volunteer.
Do it.
Okay.
It can be taken in so many ways.
Really can.
If you are suicidal, please seek help.
Please. Please do. I told David that the West was not yet ready for their own voluntary annihilation. We had to backtrack. We let Eastern Europe build their stupid fences and quietly reduced our internal immigrant quota numbers. But let me ask you something. Do you think that will stop us? It's a setback, no doubt. But we've had many setbacks in the past century and we've overcome them all. We're going to let things simmer down for a bit and focus more intently on our mind control efforts.
Oh, fancy.
We already got Zuckerberg following orders from the CIA-backed InQtel advisors to censor any anti-multicultural chatter that we're doing, and we're doing the same with Twitter. Twitter. We need to squelch all independent outlets that give the appearance of resistance and criticism to our plans.
I think he means quash.
Quill?
Is that said squelch, which is very fun.
That's
we gotta squelch that.
I think that's an onomatopoeia, isn't it?
I think it is, but it's fun. I like
squelch
it.
Squelch is such an uncomfortable word.
I like it.
Let's squelch them.
Let's make squelch the new moist.
I'm ready for that. Can we make t-shirts that say, like, squelch the new moist.
Squelch the new moist.
Because I'm ready.
New movie in theaters April.
You'll see it on our website. We don't have a website. Don't go looking for that.
Yet.
Yet. This is why we're...
Probably not for a while.
This is why we're in the process of eliminating comment sections in all media sites. Okay, so now we're going to go there. All right.
But they're not... It's the comment sections are the worst parts to ever go into in any site, and they're not going away.
Yeah, this is this was written in 2016, so 6 years ago.
It was worse.
Yeah, they literally they've made no progress on this global elite.
Yeah, man, this conspiracy really it sucks.
It is not watertight.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah,
not a good conspiracy.
If the sheep don't see public criticism, they'll believe that no disagreement exists.
Ah. After we put the nail in the coffin of the Western family unit with homosexual marriage, codename AIDS marriage.
Right.
You're probably... Wait.
People who aren't gay also get AIDS!
Dude, that's not a code name. That's just a really offensive...
Not all gay people have AIDS, and not all AIDS people are gay.
Yikes.
You heard it first. AIDS people, not always gay.
Gay people, not always with AIDS.
You're probably thinking that we're going to introduce some zany new calls, like bestiality.
I don't think that.
No.
But honestly, we don't need to. Your birth rates are ruined, and your most fertile young women are already taking birth control pills at the same time we have them on a schedule of HPV vaccines. Vaccines.
He says vaccines?
No, I say vaccines.
Oh, got
vaccines.
It. Vaccines.
HPV vaccines with delicious long-term side effects.
Okay, but HPV is a terrible disease, so please take an HPV vaccine.
Yeah. Vaccinations are the problem, Brienne.
They're not, though.
You
remember polio? Because neither do I.
You didn't hear it from me. But if a woman has been on birth control for over 5 years, her endocrine system is so ravaged that she has a 25% chance of remaining sterile forever.
Fairly confident that that is not accurate.
Yeah.
Pretty confident that's not accurate. But okay.
Like, yeah.
No.
Therefore, you'll probably agree that no more cultural bombs are needed. We can focus instead on cementing our media control even further. Sorry, David, but you won't see much more action before your third heart gives out. Ooh, that timed well. What we're actually going to start doing is save some money, as in trillions of dollars. While indebting a nation is good business, since we can eventually just take it over when they default, just like we did with Greece, hold up.
Yeah, he thinks the global elite now just own Greece.
When did Greece become a global superpower?
So, it isn't. It's just that they had a big financial crisis, like, a few years before.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so he's just saying, oh, yeah, if their economy collapses, then we can come in and just take them over. Greece was just the starting point, you see.
Has Greece popped up majorly in the news ever since?
No, but they own Greece.
So what?
What good is that doing them?
It was the testing grounds for what they're going to do to us now.
If I haven't heard Greece in the news in a while, it sounds like things have gotten better. So thank you, global elites, for helping Greece. Anyway.
You don't get it. They're coming for us now.
So I really did bump the table.
We can't have the entire world defaulting at the same time. Collapses have to be done on our orderly schedule. What we'll do is start taking care of the most economically wasteful members of society, the elderly.
Is he suggesting
that we should not take care of the elderly?
And it's care with quotes. Take care.
Oh, got it.
They don't work or contribute to the tax base, so there's no real need for them to exist.
Rude.
We'll make healthcare so expensive that they will choose to die rather willingly. Just like how young women sterilize themselves willingly. That was the weirdest false equivalency.
It really is.
Yeah. I'm already...
And that's also just not happening.
Yeah, it's neither of these things are things. I'm already hearing reports that some old men are killing themselves so that the loved ones don't have to incur a huge debt for their care. That's sometimes a thing.
That's
very, very sad.
That is sometimes a thing, and that's an issue with medical debt and
life insurance.
That one is valid.
The cost of funerals, yeah.
Doesn't fit into his whole argument, but it is a thing.
Yeah, it's really, really is sad, yeah.
It's like the Switzerland now, or I think it's Switzerland has suicide boosts now, and it's a good thing in the way that they're touting it, because it's, if you're going to die anyway, make it a dignified death.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
No. What do the global elites think about these people?
Well, this is great news. And I don't thank Obamacare for opening this exciting new avenue of healthcare. Obamacare.
It's ACA.
And I thank Obamacare.
Okay. Yeah.
This is great news. And I thank Obamacare for opening this exciting new avenue of healthcare.
Yeah, it really does always come back. Yeah. Like, everyone's always coming back to blame Obamacare for everything.
I'm sorry, but ACA helped improve that system a bit. It's still an imperfect system and there's issues there, but ACA did not create that.
If this is global elite doing this, then I'm surprised Norway is doing so well with their socialist healthcare.
Good job, Norway.
Yeah.
Good job.
And Canada. And most other places.
There's still issues with
wait times, sure.
Yeah.
But access, at least they get free care and don't have to be afraid of getting into an ambulance.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
Anyway, we monitor sites like this so we can get a rough count of how many people are on to our plans. What do you mean, how many people are on to our plan? You're telling the world your plan.
You're not doing a very good job of keeping it
secret. This is why conspiracy theories don't work in logically. Because you get whistleblowers like this guy. It's proof. It's fake, but it's still proven my point.
Yeah.
But honestly, you're too insignificant to make a difference. I can give Roosh himself the minutes to our secret meetings, but it will be known by less than 100,000 people in a world of 7 billion. Then why are you... None of our media outlets will cover the news, and if it does happen to go viral on its own, we'll get the link banned from Facebook within hours. I doubt that will be...
It's fake.
Yeah, it's fake news.
I doubt that will be necessary, given the tsunami of media content we blanket the wires with makes it almost impossible for a genuinely harmful bit of news to rise to the top, as long as our girl Kim Kardashian has an ass that continues to dazzle the world. Your, quote, conspiracy theory won't be taken seriously.
All right, well, now we know he was talking about the Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians. Yeah.
Specifically.
So I guess he answers my question there, but it still makes no sense why they taunt him. It makes no sense. If this is really a conspiracy theory, like, whoever this anonymous whistleblower is probably going to get shot. Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those conspiracies.
May I also note that the this is another big fallacy common in conspiracy theories and some other things, and it's that, oh, there's a lot of people opposed to this idea or opposed to this. That must mean it's true.
Yeah.
Which,
that's come not on, how, that's guys. That's not how that works.
Come on.
Seriously. Everyone's in on it when they, like, flat Earth, all the pilots that tell you they see the curvature of the Earth when flying, in on it. Mm. And have to, you know, account for the curvature of the Earth when plotting routes, in on it. NASA, in on it. Everyone that ever studied, says no.
Anyone that takes a physics course and does the experiments within that course,
yes,
in on it.
They're all in on it. And there's too many people in on it for it to actually be a viable conspiracy. Anyway, is it really so difficult to accept that you are pawns in our chess game? At least you don't have to perform hard manual labor in a factory or farm like our slaves of the past. Think about it. You hardly do any real work for a life filled with our tasty entertainments that give you a rough simulation of the joy humans used to experience naturally.
The Matrix.
Sure. This is Matrix.
Oh, or the Truman Show, yeah. Oh.
This is straight up Matrix.
Yeah.
Sure, your life is sterile. You have no concept of family. Your people think having pride in their own country is neocolonialism or white privilege. But there's a reason why you are controlled by us instead of the other way around. We are destined to have power over you. You're lucky if we give you any scraps at all. Because once we unleash our advanced robots...
Okay, we're going there now. All right.
Yeah, this part is hilarious. I love this part.
Because once we unleash our advanced robots, which are in late stage development 2016, you won't even be needed. Pray that we don't get Bill to unleash his diabolical vaccines on you.
Oh my gosh, so that the Bill Gates vaccine thing was like a conspiracy already, yeah, at this point?
Yeah.
Back in 2016?
Yep.
I did not know that.
No,
I thought that was like a thing that popped up in 2020 when the vaccines finally happened for COVID.
It gained a lot more traction.
Fascinating.
I now have some important business to attend to, so that's enough for today. I hope you feel as graced by my presence as I feel dirtied by yours. Sincerely, sincerely, Master Servant of Lucifer.
All right. Woo! That was something.
Oh, that
Master
took like,
Servant of Lucifer, huh?
Master Servant of, yep, Lucifer. Is that the title?
He's being very,
you know what? Let's
he's being
do
very
that.
Subtle.
Yeah. So, the first kind of draft of this episode, I was going through all this, and I was like, you know, the most exciting part of this is when he just pretends that he got a letter.
To be a global elite.
And, like, the rest of the stuff is like, isn't it weird that the global elite are controlling things? So, like...
Look at this letter that the global elite sent me. Like, why? Why would
it's
they do
that? It's a perfect letter.
Another, here's the thing, that had hardly anything to do with women. There was a good section on it about women.
On feminism
and the evils.
The exact points that he's made before, which is even more evidence.
Word for word.
Yeah, word for word, even more evidence for it being his writing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But to remind all of you, this is the Best of Rouge V Volume 2 about understanding women. And he chose to have... basically, the final two chapters be red pill, like, conspiracy
QAnon theory. QAnon level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it all started with... Let me go back to chapter one here. It all started with women... women hate me when they get to know me. And therefore, feminism is bad to... writing a fake letter about the global elites.
That escalated quickly.
Basically sharing his own fan fiction.
Yeah.
That is his own fan fiction.
It is.
Step aside, Sonic High School.
Oh, man. So it's like that is the journey of Rujvi, a sad man who is so removed from reality that he just drinks his own Kool-Aid. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
So that is the that is the end of this.
Thank goodness.
Let us not return to Rouge V. You know, Cameron, you're the only one who hasn't torn a page.
Oh, yes.
Find a good one. You want to do one in the way back to long form here?
The way back to what?
The last long chapter. Form, last long chapter. Form.
Oh, we didn't even go over this. Mail only spaces.
No, rip a sheet.
All right.
Rip a sheet. I don't want to.
It's a tough.
It is. I had a hard time too.
Got it.
There you go.
Oh, sorry.
Beautiful sound.
Nah, that's good. There's no incorrect way to rip it. There
you go. There's no incorrect way to rip it.
Excellent. Anyway. Next time we'll be back with something a little bit more lighthearted.
Don't know exactly what it's going to be. We have some ideas, but
Brianne,
I'm having a good time.
We are having a good time. Thank you so much for being with us. Yeah. We hope to have you on again.
Thanks for having me.
We're looking for possibly doing some Harry Potter fan.
We have multiple Harry Potter fan.
I will be happy to participate in anything Harry Potter. You know that.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Because I can think of three Harry Potter fanfics just off the top of my head. Yeah. Do I really have to
read them?
One of them he's written.
Okay, great.
I'll write a fanfic if that's what we need to do.
Shoot, I would too.
Yeah, we gotta do that. Writes
still
she's having a lot of fun with this. I think this is something she's been looking forward to the entire time, to be honest.
I don't blame her. While Brianne keeps ripping out pages, thank you for listening to Page Burners here. Thank you so much for Brianne for being on the show. It's been awesome. You can follow us on Twitter at PageBurnersPod, or you can email us at PageBurnersPodcast@gmail.com. And any other
well, you know, I know you're Cameron,
and yes.
Oh yeah,
and I think you're Jacob. I'm pretty sure you're Jacob.
Yeah,
I'm Brianne.
You are Brianne.
I am Brianne.
Yep.
We've already made this joke.
Yeah, did you?
We can't do this for the fade out again. It's not proper.
You know, that is true. How about we just?
Oh yes,
rip
just
more
rip.
Pages?
Just rip more. Just keep ripping.
This works. I am happy with this.
This is cathartic.
Yes.